time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth, to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me. I've written a book on stress. It's called Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead. And having studied a lot about stress, we know that it affects your physiology, it affects your biochemistry. We know that stress is really one of the foundations of almost every known symptom of every known disease. Stress can affect the mind, it can affect the body itself, it can affect the circulation of the body, it can affect almost everything. And for sure, we know that the more stress you're under, the more it affects your immune system. From my studies way back with biofeedback, I know a lot of the technology was developed by NASA and for the space program, because here you have astronauts up in space on a space station, and if somebody gets sick, how does the doctor diagnose them? How does a doctor on the ground be able to treat someone so far away in space? And they developed these techniques using frequency where the computer, it actually reads the electromagnetic energy coming out of the body, out of the nervous system, and it reads that, and then entrainment. And so the computer would actually put a new frequency back into the nervous system, and then the body would, through what was called entrainment, the brain and the nervous system, would then emulate those frequencies. That's how healing occurred. So picking up a frequency, reading it, and then retraining our own nervous system. This is Eliezer Ben Joseph talking about quantum biofeedback. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
One of the things, again, that I want to talk about with that, the biofeedback that's so impressive with that, is, again, inducing specific brain states where the actual computer is helping you through brain entrainment to actually control your brain rhythms. For most people that are coming in that are agitated and stressed out, they're going to find that they're in this constant state of beta. And no matter how much they attempt to relax or stress reduce, unless you're able to lower those frequencies in the brain and begin to approach alpha, it's very difficult to de-stress your body. There are things that are called like body scanning and body awareness and mind-body awareness, and how you can actually, using your own mind, relax your body. During a session, you're attempting as much as possible to help the equipment, and so you're thinking of relaxing, thinking of stress reduction. I've had years and years of practice, so I can go into a state of alpha fairly quickly, and alpha at high amplitude or at low amplitude. High amplitude alpha is when you can be in this relaxed state and still talk and communicate. Alpha at low amplitude is when your eyes are closed and you're almost meditating. So one of the things that the equipment can do, because it can induce those brain states, very quickly, it can help your brain get into these states of alpha. It's as if you were meditating, and even though you've never, say, learned to meditate, that's one of the things that the machine is really actually doing. By controlling the brain rhythms, that's where these automatic self-healing, autogenic healings take place, because your brain rhythms are actually going into like alphas when your brain becomes more creative. And as you move down into low alpha and high theta, that's where your body really begins to heal itself. So the computer monitors that and helps to induce those states. It is actually the galvanic stem. It's measuring the electrical output in the skin. And that's why they call it galvanic skin or electrodermal screening. It's like a plate, very soft, leathery, with the electrodes embedded in the plastic so they're not touching your back directly, a very soft kind of material. And it's reading the electrical output of your nervous system, especially along your spine, and it's measuring the electrical output of the skin that's along your spine. And we know that that electrical response in the skin, if you can change that, then it's actually changing what the nervous system is doing. So whether someone has hypertension or difficulty sleeping or constant stress, also has some programs that are used for children, especially ADD and ADHD, it's almost like the VR virtual reality helmets, but it's not a helmet. They put the thing on your head and you're looking at the computer screen. Some of the new ones, the computer screens are in these VR helmets, but otherwise you're looking at the computer screen and the kids are playing like a computer game, but the only way they can actually make the game work is by controlling the frequency of their brain. So as they're in high beta, they're not able to move the car or whatever the game that they're using, but as they're able to use their mind and control their mind through relaxed breathing. And they actually learn that because it's, again, biofeedback. The child using it feels what's going on as their brain becomes more relaxed and as they actually begin to approach alpha waves. And they feel that, and they're able to run the video game because they're able to start controlling the rhythm and the electrical output of the brain. So it's very effective in ADD, ADHD, and it's also very effective in things that we see where hypertension is an example. So the machine can actually, through this condition called entrainment, and again, NASA developed it because how do you deal with an astronaut that's in space? They would hook them up, and the computer itself would diagnose the condition of the astronaut through understanding the electrical output of the brain and through these different mechanisms that the computer is using. Then the computer would actually change and put out frequencies. So at the same time it's measuring the electrical output that's happening, it's also inducing a new electrical output. That's what's called entrainment. So your nervous system then wants to emulate those frequencies. And it's almost like, imagine you're listening to music, and sometimes you're listening to that really upbeat music, and you can't stop yourself from kind of stomping your feet and snapping your fingers in time to the music. Or other times the music is so relaxing that you just feel yourself melting and relaxing to the music. So music, you can feel that response that's occurring automatically. And again, with children, they can see that response because they're playing the video game. They're only controlling the video through their mind. It's not like playing a game where you're doing it with your fingers. To me, I've seen the effects of it. I know the theory of it. I know that NASA uses it extensively, even today, with all the astronauts that are in space. And again, think of that. How do you correct a condition when they're in space? You know, it's not like they can come down or you can go deliver medication. So everything in physics we know is electrical. Everything in physics we know has to do with the nervous system. And when you can change the nervous system, you actually change the physiology. And so that's actually kind of what's happening. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining me here. Okay, let's take our call. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Ben-Joseph. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Well, I got some medical issues as always.
But it's also the time that when you find out something, it gives you the impetus to take advantage of that knowledge and then do something about it. As you learn what's going on, you're actually able to take a condition and deal with it. What's happening that's on your mind this morning?
The doctor thinks that I'm very low in protein. That's why I've lost a lot of my muscle mass. And then also have the bloating in my stomach, which was one of the signs of a certain disease called Kawashkor. I can't really pronounce it. It's when you have low protein in your blood.
So, and they measure that total proteins, and usually they'll measure the two proteins, albumin and globulin. So I'm sure that they mention those, and the albumin gets low. And albumin does a couple of things. One, it can regulate fluids in the body. So you'll often see if you start retaining fluids. The other thing is often when you're having stomach issues, digestive issues and heartburn and GERD, the albumin goes down, because albumin also picks up the minerals and, like a trucking company, carries it around the body. So if the albumin is not there to pick up all these extra minerals, then it's not being taken to the cells. So one of the things you want to do is you want to correct any kind of digestive issue, and that becomes almost mandatory. So whether someone's gassy or bloated or having heartburn or inflammation, you know, there are things that you can do that really can bring about change in that. The other thing that you're going to want to work on is your liver. The liver helps to actually use the amino acids and produce some proteins for the body and then send them where they need to go. So you'll find that if you can correct your stomach and your digestion. So the first thing that we do in that, there's a number of issues that can cause stomach distress. One is you're either allergic or sensitive to a food that you're eating, or to a combination of foods that you're eating. As an example, you can eat one food and it doesn't cause a reaction, and another food it doesn't cause a reaction. Let's say you can eat a potato, or you can have a piece of chicken or beef, but when you mix those two foods, all of a sudden you get a pretty strong reaction. So it can either come from the food itself or from a combination of the foods that you're eating. The other thing is losing the proper bacteria in your stomach through your small intestine and your large intestine. Those good bacteria become invaluable for digestion, and it also controls behavior. We know that when the stomach is off and the bowels are off, oftentimes people just feel more depressed, they feel more anxious, and their behavior changes. We've seen this in children also, that when you correct their digestion and they correct their bowels, their behavior changes. So one of the things you want to do is eat foods, as an example, that reduce the inflammation in your intestinal tract. So the proteins, the best proteins to eat would be like, instead of the beef or chicken, is to find rich in omega-3 fish like salmon and sardines. Unless you're a vegetarian, of course, then you're going to do it strictly from a vegetarian source. But that's a very, those are high-grade proteins. Wild salmon, smoked salmon, canned sardines. There's also herring, as you can get in any supermarket, creamed herring, pickled herring, and then also mackerel, canned mackerel instead of tuna fish. So those. But also some of the best proteins that you can get are nuts, nuts and seeds. But you can activate those nuts and seeds by actually soaking them first in a little natural healthy water. So like sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds, you almost like sprout them first. You can have them raw, soak them for about 4 or 5 hours in clean water, then drain the water. Actually, that water becomes very healthy to drink. It's very high in the amino acids and enzymes from those seeds and nuts, so you can drink that water. Then take those seeds and nuts, if you want to eat them dry, is you pat them dry with a paper towel and then let them dry again. And then when you eat those, okay, they've already been in almost in the process of sprouting, so they're much easier to digest. So those seeds and nuts become very easily digested proteins. Now, some people do very well with eggs. Now, eggs, what you would want to do is have the egg soft-boiled or very what we call soft-scrambled, so that it's not dry and hard but very soft, because the softer the yolk and the softer the egg whites, the easier they are to digest. So those kinds of proteins. You also get proteins from your vegetables. And you can get from your cooked vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, and cabbages. Now, those particular vegetables are better to be cooked because they're a little hard to digest in the raw state. Lightly steam those or saute those with coconut oil, or saute them with butter or even avocado oil. I like the Kerrygold butter. And you can saute your vegetables that way. But the main thing you want to do is, let's say you have a nice protein breakfast, and you can have, like I say, the scrambled eggs. You then want to have a easily digested fat that would go with it, like some sliced avocado. And then you might want to have 2 or 3 tablespoons of sauerkraut. Raw sauerkraut, and because that's going to give you the good bacteria to start repairing what's happening in your stomach and your gut. The other thing that you would want to do is maybe take food enzymes. I use Nature Sunshine food enzymes or Proactazyme. They have all the enzymes to digest fats, proteins, and carbohydrates, and they have multi-spectrum formulas. The Proactazyme is a vegetarian formula, and the food enzyme does have the bile to help digest and emulsify fats. So anybody that's having this digestive disorder, I would make sure that they get in apple cider vinegar, maybe a teaspoon in a glass of water, and you have that with your meal, room temperature. And that's the water you would take your vitamins with, and I would make sure you take some probiotics with that. Sip that water with your meal, because apple cider vinegar, or there's a new vinegar made from coconut water, so either of those two vinegars will help. Save one gulp for the end of the meal to push everything down, and that will start to correct what's going on. The other thing is, if you if you eat a salad, I would chop that salad fairly fine, because the smaller the pieces, the easier it is to digest. And again, I would mix the salad with a little bit of a dressing, like from apple cider vinegar, maybe a little flax oil, and I would even put in maybe a garlic and some onion, put that in a blender, whip that, and then mix that in the salad. But again, I would chop it fine. you're still chewing, but it's already broken up into small pieces, so it's going to be easier to digest. And that's going to start to raise the protein levels. The other thing that you have to be aware of is hygiene, keeping your hands clean. And if your hands are dirty, not touching your face, because then what happens, your liver starts to produce more and more globulins, which are the antibody production, if you're exposed to any kind of, bacteria. Then that's what your body's going to produce, antibodies to go after that. So, again, making sure your hands are clean when you eat, making sure the utensils are clean and your plates and anything you eat your food on, and make sure your vegetables are washed and then all of that. So hygiene becomes important along with the proper diet. And that you'll find will actually correct the digestive issues. Now, to rebuild the muscle mass, the only way you're going to do that is you have to do some form of weight resistance exercise. And that sends a signal to your mind to use these proteins to actually build more muscle and more muscle tissue. So you can do an aerobic, but I usually suggest no more than 15 minutes. You can do walking, or one of the best things is doing the exercise with oxygen, because that's going to correct the condition the fastest. Because, again, we're putting in high volumes of oxygen into the system. That's when you'll really notice that you can correct almost any issue that's going on. These are some of the things you can do. Protein shakes are good. I like whey proteins or pea proteins. Those are some of the best proteins, I think, to use. And that would still augment. You would want to get some probiotics and take those capsules. Nature Sunshine makes one called Probiotic 11 or Probiotic 11 Enhanced. Those are very high amounts of the bacteria. I would take a couple of those with the protein shake. Again, that's going to help. But again, it's the digestion. If you take the protein shake and notice that you're not you're getting bloated and it's really uncomfortable, then add the Proactizyme to those proteins. You can open up the capsules and pour a couple capsules right into your glass that you're going to drink, and that's going to help you digest it.
Thank you so much for helping me out with the situation.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. Very good. And again, these questions that people ask are not just for George. It's also for other people that have these same kinds of digestive issues that are going on. What we were talking about, actually, is inflammation, because it's inflammation that's almost the cause or the beginnings of everything. There's all kinds of conditions that really are linked directly to inflammation. And I'll just, you know, from allergies and asthma and Alzheimer's disease and all of the different kinds of arthritis and arteriosclerosis, where you have plaque buildup inside the arteries, and all forms of cancer always start with inflammation, and congestive heart failure, and even conditions like where you're having chronic fatigue syndrome, and then even more mental conditions, like I say, depression and dementia. But then you have diabetes and inflammatory bowel disease and kidney disease and any of the autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and macular degeneration and osteoporosis and periodontal disease when your gums are bleeding, and even things like obesity and psoriasis, eczema, and any kind of a stroke. So all of these conditions are directly related to inflammation. And again, one of the things that you can do to help stop inflammation is eat in the way that is very beneficial, or what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. And I'll give you the kinds of foods that are best. And there's a good seven of the foods I'll talk about that are the best foods to naturally reduce inflammation. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. about supplements for your specific health concerns and needs. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me at Natural Solutions Radio. Let me just quickly cover their best anti-inflammatory foods. One of them that I already talked about is fish, especially the fish that are very high in omega-3, DHA, EPA. And that's, like I said, the salmon and the sardines and those other. The omega-3 fish, those high omega-3 fatty acids can interfere with the cytokines that cause inflammation. They're very good at blocking the inflammatory response. The other ones that I mentioned were the nuts and seeds, pecans and almonds and walnuts, and then the seeds like sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. And those actually work the best when you soak them. But nuts and seeds are very high in omega-3, and so they become also very anti-inflammatory. The next one is garlic. But garlic is revered throughout the world for its healing capabilities. It's not only antibacterial, but it can fight infections, and it's a very good, powerful weapon against inflammation. And it's the sulfur compounds in the garlic and in onions. Now, some people react to both garlic and onions, so you have to be careful. But generally speaking, garlic and onions can really help the anti-inflammatory and help the immune system. There was actually a number of studies going all the way back since 1993, 2006, 2010, looking at the medical benefits of garlic in preventing cardiovascular disease and preventing the inflammation along the arteries that are close to the heart. Garlic consumption actually reduced the risk of cardiovascular disease. It also, garlic has anti-cancer properties and prevent the formation of free radicals. Then, one of the best fats that you can possibly eat that are anti-inflammatory is avocado. And some regard avocado as more of a fad, but the avocado fruit has been around. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a creamy avocado. Now, there's some people, and I don't understand it, they do not like avocado. They don't like guacamole. And to me, I think it's just ambrosia. Even Fred and Adon are nodding their heads.
You know what I do with my avocado? I thinly slice tomatoes and then put cilantro and crushed peppercorns on top.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, delicious.
And Adon?
Oh, man, that's like one of my favorite food. Avocado is like number one up there.
One of the other spices that are really very, very strong anti-inflammatory, and it's been used throughout Asia, been used for centuries, actually, and that's the spice turmeric. And it's been renowned for its anti-inflammatory and also antioxidant properties. The active ingredient in turmeric is the curcumin, and there's been study after study about the enhanced natural healing effects and anti-inflammatory capabilities of turmeric. There was one study published in the journal Oncogene that found that turmeric and curcumin are as effective as any of the anti-inflammatory drugs, such as ibuprofen, aspirin, tamoxifen, and naproxen, that taking turmeric. It's also one of the strongest anti-cancer drugs. Then the next food is green leafy vegetables. Things like baby spinach and baby greens. There is a good reason for it. Spinach and kale and broccoli and the leaves of broccoli, they're rich in vitamin E, and we know that vitamin E is a very strong anti-inflammatory, and again, it blocks those cytokines, which are inflammatory chemicals in the body. They're also very high in vitamin K, which is important for bone mineral density and osteoporosis. There was one study where researchers investigated the relationship between vitamin K and bone mineral density, and they found that the higher the vitamin K, the greater significance in slowing the osteoporosis. That's number six. And then the last food is berries, especially blueberries. They actually have all kinds of studies on it, blueberries that have very strong anti-inflammatory. Now, berries themselves, you have to make sure you're getting organic because berries have more spray than any other foods, whether it's blueberries, raspberries. So you want to make sure you're getting organic. And I would buy frozen because when you buy fresh organic blueberries, if you don't eat it that day, the very next day, they're bad. So these are some of the foods that are anti-inflammatory. And again, for anybody with a digestive issue, I would make sure that they take that with a food enzyme and the probiotics. And again, things like sauerkraut, apple cider vinegar, and yogurt. And they make the new yogurt from coconut milk instead of cow's milk. And I think that's much better. Some more questions or callers?
How do we find a good quality salmon? And the other question was from Calvin. He asks, what causes horizontal ridges in both finger and toenails? Too much or too little of something?
Oh, good question. Both of them. Yeah. The first one for salmon is I would look for Atlantic Ocean salmon, you know, not farm-raised salmon, but Atlantic salmon. And I think the Atlantic salmon, just because I'm concerned about all the radiation in the Pacific Ocean that's been measured from Fukushima. So I would go for the Atlantic salmon first. The other thing that you can tell, smoked salmon or lox, but as long as it says wild, then it's going to be okay. And again, if you can, you would get the wild Atlantic as opposed to the wild Pacific. That's how you would tell. And lox is a form of smoked salmon, or you can get one that says smoked salmon. They're just slightly different, but they're both smoked. Again, very healthy. The other thing is most sardines, I would put sardines in the same category as salmon. And again, any of the canned sardines are perfectly okay because all canned sardines are wild. They're not doing farm-raised. Now, think of it. Why wild is so important? Salmon are really solitary animals. They're not swimming in schools. But when you do farm-raised, you might be raising 5,000 salmon in a pen, but they've got a big screen, so they're all close together with each other. And so what they have to do is spike the water with antibiotics and different chemicals because the salmon are in close proximity to each other all of the time. So when one salmon gets sick, all of a sudden that spread to all of the salmon because they're in such close proximity. That's the same thing with any livestock that's raised, because whether it's hogs or pigs or lamb or cows, when you look at cows in the wild, they're not in a big herd standing close together. They're far apart. They're eating grass. They're grazing. But the closer you pin them up, and when you go in and you see these cows being pinned the last 6 weeks, where thousands of them are in pens and they have to eat from troughs. Well, of course, they're putting in lots of antibiotics. They're finding out now that more than 50% of antibiotics used in the United States go into the feed of animals. And again, when you look at how pigs are raised, they're all together. When you look at chickens or turkeys, they're all in these pens with hundreds or thousands of them all being packed together. So that's why they get sick. And that's the reason that they need so many different medications. So fingernails.
Yeah, what causes the horizontal ridges?
Okay, one of the things that that's caused by is if there's a really big dip in the nails, that's usually where someone was sick, and you can see there's like this big dip in the nail, and then as it grows out, there's a horizontal ridge with a dip right behind it, and that has to grow out. But the general horizontal ridges that go across usually has to do with different mineral deficiencies that are going on. Could be calcium, magnesium, iron is a very common one. Now, iron, you'll see that the nails concave a little bit. That we know is a iron deficiency. Again, when you look at some of the babies that are born and you look at their toenails, especially their big toe, if it's concave, you know that they were iron deficient. So one of the things you do is make sure that when mother is breastfeeding, that she has nice high iron, that she's taking organic chelated irons or eating beets or beet juice or prunes. Prunes are one of the best sources of natural iron. So if you're having the ridges, one of the best sources of minerals are your seeds and nuts. So by all of a sudden adding raw sunflower seeds, and that's out of the shell, not in the shell, the sunflower seeds, the raw pumpkin seeds, the walnuts, the pecans, the macadamia nuts, and Brazil nuts. Now, you have to be a little bit careful. You don't want to eat more than, say, 4 or 5 Brazil nuts per day, because good Brazil nuts have high amounts of selenium, and you can get an overdose on selenium. There have been studies where people eating, you know, a bag full of Brazil nuts, and they can get actually selenium toxicity to that. Just be careful. And again, if you're not a vegetarian, the salmon and the sardines, those are going to help because they have very high minerals, especially minerals from the ocean. And then you can get different mineral preparations, you know, organic chelated minerals, and that's going to really make a difference. But that's how to get rid of those ridges. So the longitudinal ridges are not usually as important. Unless they're really pronounced, then again, I would put that in the same category as either there was a sickness that occurred or, again, you're mineral deficient. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. There was an article that came out, and it was actually a health alert article in a number of the different journals, American Medical Association, even in the New England Journal of Medicine, where they're measuring now the young and the teenagers. And what they're finding is almost 50% of all of the public in the United States are already suffering from some form of heart disease or blood vessel disease, according to the new reports. What's unique is the doctors just can't understand why it is that heart disease is now happening in younger and younger individuals. We're seeing younger and younger individuals with type 2 diabetes, and we're seeing a lot of 18 to 25-year-olds already with plaque buildup in their arteries, already having hypertension. And again, you get this strangeness from the medical profession. They just can't understand it. Anybody with a little intelligence will look that for the past 30 to 50 years, we've been eating foods that are totally toxic. You know, all the food is raised with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. And we're seeing that everybody's eating fried foods and devitalized foods. People are not eating raw fruits and vegetables, certainly not the 9 to 11 servings that are suggested by the government. So here we're finding that all of these conditions, because people have such poor diets, nobody's exercising anymore except for their thumbs. Kids are sitting around doing video games. They're no longer outside. Again, When you look at the general medical profession, they don't put a relationship between the foods we eat and the conditions that we experience, where in natural medicine, the first thing we look at is what are you eating. So the only reason that the plaque buildup is so intense nowadays, even in teenagers, is because of all the garbage oils, the omega-6 oils, and conditioned to use mazola oil and Crisco and Wesson oil and all of these safflower and sunflower oils to cook with, and they're very high in omega-6. And omega-6 is inflammatory, where omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. So when you're eating foods that are loaded with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides that are all acting as estrogen, and that's causing fluid buildup and inflammation throughout the body, and we're eating devitalized foods that don't have the same vitamins and minerals in it, then how can you wonder what is the reasons that people are becoming devitalized? So conditions are appearing that used to appear only in senior citizens. So one of the great things is that you can actually rebuild and recondition yourself by changing your diet, because what we know is that the genes are not expressed unless it's through lifestyle. So when lifestyle is inappropriate, then those genes for hypertension or cancer or diabetes or whatever condition, they can become expressed. But through proper lifestyle, you can actually stop the expression of those faulty genes, and you can rebuild the immune system and stop the inflammatory responses throughout the body. So just to finish on that article, is that, again, almost half of the Americans tested are already suffering from heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes. And all of these diseases just get worse with age. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, a traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity, and you can go to primelongevity.com. And also by healthnaturally.com, where all the products are listed. I want to say thank you to everyone for joining us. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph and Natural Solutions Radio, and we're going to sign off and say I'll talk to you all next week.
Goodbye.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.